Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for giving me the floor again. I have noticed that many colleagues have quoted me and saying the work of the CT is not carried out in a vacuum. However, their quoting is only to serve their own position on any specific issue. I hope, and I also find it necessary to further elaborate on my statement that I made. This is the fourth year of me working at the CD. Over the past 4 years, I have always been stating that the work of the CD has never been carried out in a vacuum. In fact, since the end of the Cold War, over the past 30 years, the work at the CD has always been influenced by the international situation and the relations engagements between the powers. I can therefore say the daily work of this at the CD has been affected and influenced by the outside elements of the overall political environment. So I believe when colleagues quote me, will also put their quoting in such a context. I'm not referring to a specific single issue. Let's say the work at the CD this year as far as the work or we should have a full and thorough understanding of the statement that the work at the CD is not in a vacuum. We also have to have in-depth thinking and thoughts on the totally whole environment under which we work. The Chinese delegation and many other delegations have, so far as the political and security environment is concerned, have made thorough statements on the issues during the CD, more comprehensive and thorough elaboration at the CD's full plenaries and the subsidiary meetings. We all have mentioned that such environment, political and security environment, including the thinking of the Cold War and its impact, and the so-called the strategic competition between powers. For instance, as far as this concept of competition between the powers is something that China is not in favor of. We don't believe that the strategic relationship between the powers should not be characterized by competition. We also mention in our statements that conflicts and the confrontation, ideological confrontation, have highly negative impact on the overall international political and security environment and the arms control. We also mentioned that this year, the work has come up with new challenges and new hot issues due to the overall development of the international security and political situation. For instance, the cooperation over the issue of the nuclear submarines between the AUKUS member states. For instance, most of the non-nuclear weapon states, the concern of the nuclear sharing between the nuclear some nuclear powers and in other areas of the world, and the possible proliferation of nuclear sharing to the in the other parts of the world. For instance, most of the non-nuclear weapon states, as far as the not first use issue, first use policy, and the NSA and the NSA issues, have given a higher degree of tension. And we hope the nuclear weapon states will take a more responsible approach or attitude on the use of nuclear weapons, in particular in the issue of not first use, on the issue of not first use, and also to on the issue of reaching the international instrument, illegal instrument on the NSA. I'm mentioning these issues as examples. That is to say, when we look at the work of the CD, we should adopt a more comprehensive and objective approach. The issues mentioned above are highly important aspects of the work of the CD. If they should be reflected, I hope that they will be fully reflected in a balanced manner in the reports of the subsidiary bodies. I also hope that during when we work on the annual report of the CD, we will also for the purpose of laying a good foundation for the work of the CD in the future, and to engage in our work with such an approach and attitude. Thank you, Mr. President.